I've submitted hundreds of resumes, Isaiah, and nothing, no interview. I heard this yesterday. I hear things like this all the time, in fact. Or like this. I've worked really hard uploading at least 200 or more resumes this past month. These statements are always said to me like I'm supposed to be impressed, right, that they've uploaded hundreds of resumes, or shocked, but I'm not. The number of times you upload a resume means nothing in terms of the quality of the resumes you're uploading. Is uploading resumes hundreds at a time, is this a badge of honor? Of course not. Do you think you were going to get hired if you just kept pushing the submit button over and over again? No, you're not going to, okay? This is a bad strategy. If your strategy is bad, if your resume design is bad, you can upload it infinitely and still not get hired. A bad strategy applied harder and harder doesn't make it a good strategy. Yet so many PhDs still think that they'll get lucky eventually, or that applying to jobs is a numbers game. They get resume advice from one person and accept it as gospel, even though that person got hired despite their resume, not because of it. We assume somebody got hired, so it must be because of their resume. That's not the case. Job market could have been entirely different. As the job market evolves, so does the art of resume writing. So for 2024, I wanted to give you 5 key trends to consider when crafting your resume this year. The first is ATS optimization. Applicant tracking systems, ATS, continue to be a crucial part of the hiring process. Ensuring your resume is ATS friendly is a non-negotiable today. Okay, these systems are too smart now. They're driven by AI. This includes using relevant keywords from the job description and structuring your resume in a way that is easily parsed by the systems. Okay, this is something a lot of us don't understand. It's looking for transferable skills, niche skills, quantified results, is parsing those three things. So you have to tailor your resume to match the specific job requirements. This is vital. Increases your chances of getting noticed, but you got to make sure you're including all of the right things, not just one or two. The second is an emphasis on those transferable skills in particular. Okay, these are soft skills such as communication, cross-functional collaboration, adaptability, problem-solving, regulatory acumen, risk mitigation. These skills are becoming as important as technical abilities, if not more important than these skills. Demonstrating how these skills have contributed to your success in previous roles can make your resume stand out. The AI loves transferable skills today. Employers are looking for candidates who can thrive in diverse work environments. That's why they're so important, transferable. Next is the importance of having a modern and clean resume design, very clean. A visually appealing resume is more important than ever. Visually appealing means simple. A clean, well-organized, and modern design can help your application catch the eye of potential employers. But more importantly, make sure you get through the AI. The more you add, the more the AI has to screen you out. These are screening tools, not selection tools. You got to use consistent and professional fonts, incorporating bullet points for readability, making strategic use of white space, the right margin sizes. You can't shrink the margins. You're automatically going to be weeded out. You can't use slashes. You can't do 10 plus. You got to avoid overly complicated layouts. Don't do what works in academia. That's not going to work in industry. You have to include metrics and achievements on your resume too. One per bullet point, as in numerical values. Don't just list job duties, okay? It's much more effective to quantify your achievements. Use numbers, percentages, and other metrics to demonstrate the impact you had in your previous roles. This approach provides concrete examples of your contributions and showcases your effectiveness. Finally, you have to craft a professional summary that is 3 bullet points. That's for the professional summary. And again, has to have per bullet point, transferable skill, niche skill, and quantified result in a 1-to-1 ratio. The trend is moving away from objective statements at the top of the resume, or these long form summary paragraphs that nobody reads, and towards a bulleted list of accomplishments as the professional summary, okay, at the very beginning of the resume. Additionally, it's worth noting that the use of headlines in resumes is very popular going into 2024. A well-crafted headline can immediately grab the attention of the reader and concisely convey your professional identity and value proposition. And the AI systems love these headlines now. Just something simple at the top that talks about one transferable skill, one niche skill together can give you a great, unique selling proposition. It's got to be engaging and reflect the essence of your professional strengths and the role you're targeting. Headlines are going to be really, again, they're just going to break out in 2024. We're already seeing it because this data continues to show that the AI-driven ATS systems prefer a strong headline statement at the top of the resume. These trends overall reflect the dynamic nature of the job market in 2024, emphasizing the need for clarity, conciseness, and relevance in resumes. By adhering to these trends, you can create a resume that not only passes through ATS filters, but also resonates with the human recruiters and hiring managers after you get through these filters. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a 2-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder. That's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access, to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the resume builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.